Over 200 years ago on Lake Champlain, the British and the United States fought what's considered the first naval battle of the Revolutionary War. The Battle of Valcourt Island took place on October 11, 1776. The U.S. was led by Benedict Arnold at the time, and even though the U.S. lost that battle, in the long run, it ended up being a strategic win because the U.S. fleet stalled British plans to advance. Most of the 16 U.S. ships in the Battle of Valcourt Island sank, but about 20 years ago, one of the gunboats in that battle, the Spitfire, which did sink, was discovered intact on the bottom of Lake Champlain. And now there's a proposal to raise the Spitfire from the depths of the lake and put it on display. Here to tell us more about the plan and why we should care about old sunken boats like the Spitfire is Art Cohn, co-founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum and principal investigator of the Spitfire since it was found at the bottom of the lake. Cohn is also the lead author of a new book called A Tale of Three Gunboats, Lake Champlain's Revolutionary War. Art Cohn, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
So tell us now about the Spitfire. How big was this boat? It sank, and what shape was it in when you discovered it?
Well, the Spitfire was one of eight Philadelphia class, we call it, gunboats, 54 feet long, three heavy cannon, eight swivel guns, a complement of 45 men. It was a classic battleship, small in scale for its times. And so it and the other American vessels fought the British at Valcourt Island for 5.5 hours. And the only reason they stopped was because it got too dark to see each other. And so as the British pulled back and blockaded, Benedict Arnold realized he could not sustain the engagement. And so he hatched a plan, very bold. He was going to row his fleet single file with muffled oars and a shrouded light in the stern of each vessel. And so they could try to sneak past that British blockade that was set up specifically to stop them. And they pulled it off. But in the middle of the night, as they rowed south toward the protection of Fort Ticonderoga and Mount Independence and their guns, it was discovered that two of the gunboats were so badly damaged from the battle that they could not be kept afloat. And one of those boats we now know was the gunboat Spitfire. It was abandoned by its crew in the middle of the night, went to the bottom perfectly on its bottom with its mast still standing and its bow cannon still in place, which is the way we found it 20 years ago last Tuesday.
Okay, so there's history at the bottom of Lake Champlain. I get that. The boat, you want to bring it up. What's the cost that it's going to take to do that? Is there any danger to doing it? What are some of the pitfalls here?
I frequently say finding the boats is the easiest thing we get to do. Managing the boats is complicated. Mm. And so as part of that due diligence management plan, so we found this boat. It's intact on the bottom of Lake Champlain. It's in a relatively stable environment. Is it okay there? Is that the best place for this boat? If the boat could speak, would it say, look, just take a deep breath and let me relax here for another 100 years? Or is there something else going on? And unfortunately, we have determined through a separate study done with the University of Vermont School of Natural Resources that the mussels that will encrust this boat, it's not encrusted yet, but looking over to the Great Lakes, which is our little window or crystal ball into the future, we know that this boat, even at its great depth, will soon be completely encrusted by quagga mussels. That will ultimately increase the destabilization and degradation of the iron fastenings that hold this boat together. That's been one of our findings. And not so far into the future, this boat is going to be a pile of lumber on the bottom, not the fabulous archaeological time capsule it is for us now.
What would the cost be of doing that, and what do you propose to do if you're able to bring up the boat successfully?
We're proposing building a ship conservation facility in Burlington, Vermont. That would be where the boat, if it was recovered, would go for its conservation. It would stay in that facility for the next 12 to 15 years undergoing this conservation treatment. The public would be invited in to see this. We would have programs and exhibits. And we're also proposing that when the boat was completed, we would transfer the boat to an exhibit facility to be placed on the New York side of the lake for exhibition and interpretation of the Battle of Alcor Island in perpetuity.
I hate to be a pill again about the cost, but this is going to cost some money to do this. It's a big project. You think it can be recouped with the kind of visitation, the kind of public interest? I mean, what would it cost to bring up the Spitfire?
We estimate over 25 years, and with the things that I've just mentioned, the two facilities, the staff, and everything that would go into this, we are estimating a high budget of $45 million. We have done a preliminary economic analysis study to suggest if we spent the money over time in this way, might there be some benefits, economic benefits to the community? And right now, the strong indication is that if we invested this money in this way, we would not only save this shipwreck, we would create an economic engine for the region.
So, Art, what is the importance in your mind of bringing up this ship? What is its historical importance? Why should we do this?
To me, the answer is it's priceless. This boat is a direct and tangible connection to 1776 and the formative moments of this country and this society evolving into the United States of America that it is today. How do we understand those principles? How do we get at those things? And I've been an advocate for a long time. You know, go back to the source. Go back to the time period. Read the letters, read the journals, read the reports, and I think it gets us a much better view of the country that has evolved and how we keep those principles alive.
Art Cohn is the co-founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum and is the lead author of the new book, A Tale of Three Gunboats, Lake Champlain's Revolutionary War Heritage. I want to thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much.